Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Good Reverend. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Reverend Horton Heat and a track called Baddest of the Bad, which is from. I've actually got nearly everything we're playing this week is picked from CD. I will explain why. So I've got all the CDs in front of me and now I can't find this one. It's the Reverend Horton Heat album Liquor in the Front, that track's from. Pooker in the Back. Tony, nice. That's what it says. Yeah, very sweet. Very subtle. And we played that because the Reverend Horton Heat is one of the bands headlining at the Psychobilly meeting in Spain next week. And I'll be there for my sixth time. I did five in a row, then I had 2 years off. So it'll be my sixth time. And I can't believe what a brilliant lineup it is. So all the bands that we're playing on this week's show will be featuring at the Psychobilly meeting next week. But a lot of the bands have been around for a long time. So rather than playing new releases, I've just picked tracks that I like and all that sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Reverend Horton Heat's website?
HortonHeat.com?
No, it's ReverendHortonHeat.com. I thought you'd gone with that. Paulie being Internet One, Tony Nil. And I wonder, about 10 years ago, I met Jimbo out of the band Reverend Horton Heat, the double bass player, the ball fiddle player, Tony.
Okay.
And outside of a gig called Janice Lanning in St. Petersburg, Florida, which I believe I mentioned last week. And I wonder if I'll see him again. And if I do, I wonder if he'll remember me. Not a chance. I remember him, though. He's a bit of a cheeky bloke. Anyway, brilliant band. Do check him out. They've got an album that came out last year called Rev. They've got so much material. They are so brilliant. And they're just a treat live as well. I'm really, really looking forward to it. There you go. I'm going to stop gushing about Reverend Horton Heat.
No, they're going to be great.
They are going to be great. Yeah. And but I will mention a little bit more about the Psychobilly meeting, because it takes place in Pineda de Mar, which is between Barcelona and Girona on the coast on the Costa Brava, and it's not that far from France. In fact, I believe Helen and Aidy are coming round. You know our friends Helen and Aidy?
Oh, are they still in the south of France?
They are back in the south of France. Right. After being in North America for a while. Where were they? Were they in, Wisconsin or Michigan?
Maybe. I can't remember.
It was cold, wherever they were.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're back in south of France. They're going to come around for a couple of days. Looking forward to seeing them. I'm looking forward to catching up with... a lot of other people as well. If you type in Psychobilly Meeting 2015, you will find out all about this brilliant festival. If you've got no plans next week, why don't you even get yourself down there? Particularly if you're in northern Spain or southern France, it's one of these things, you can get day tickets. So yeah. If you just sort that way, you can just go for one day.
You could just choose your favourite gig and just go to it.
Yeah. Friday's amazing. I'll tell you more about that later on in the show, because I'm going to be talking about the Psychobilly Meeting all the way through this show, so get used to it. But on... Oh, what have I done here? In fact, the first three songs are all my bands playing on the Friday night. So okay. You've heard Reverend Horton Heat, who are headlining Friday night. One of the main supports on the Friday night are a band called Space Cadets, Tony. Now, Space Cadets, I actually know all of them now. They've had various lineup changes down the years. And at the moment, Space Cadets are Mouse Zinn as lead singer and Restless.
Okay.
All three of them. So it's the current lineup of Restless, but only kind of the current lineup of Restless, because Restless have just recorded a new album, but Rob, the drummer, wasn't available to drum on it, so they've got their old drummer, Ben Cooper, in to drum on it. So even though Ben won't be touring with Restless, he has recorded a new album with them, and it's all very confusing. And anyway, I think we should play the Space Cadets and have done with it. It's going to be two songs in a row here. I'll tell you all about the one you're going to hear after this in a bit. But first, Tony, what is Space Cadets' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Space Cadets Band?
Nah, not even close. It's facebook.com/pages/the-space-cadets/195163787870. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't said default URL, have they?
They haven't set a default URL. It's from their first album. It came out in 1996, Tony.
Wow.
It's called Astrobilly Rockin'. And this is a fantastic track. Now that we know it's poorly being Internet 2, Tony Neil, this is Crash Landed.
Crash landed, and I'll never fly again. Oh, crash landed.
Belfast.
When I wake up in the morning, I go to my bed. Think my pretty baby runs a flicker on my head. Chicken bread, you're good. She can't eat like you, she tells it like you. And she got transparent eyes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a demon's love.
Like a demon's love.
Like a demon's love. Kiss on my belly, love. Beautiful, sexy, slimy stuff. And she got transparent eyes. Yeah, like demon's love.
Like demon's love.
And she got transparent eyes.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Guana Bats, we've played at the Psychobilly meeting several times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely brilliant live. One of the best. But a great band live when they managed to get on stage is the terrific Demented Argo that you've just heard. And that was a track called Human Slug. I must say, quite a lot of the songs this week are kind of from the vaults. We would have played some of them before because we've been around for 10 years and there's not that much Psychobilly. And these are bands I love and what have you. So you've probably heard the delightfully titled Human Slug before with some of the most messed up lyrics of any song I've ever heard, certainly. And I love Demented Argo, one of my favourites. They're the main support for Reverend Horton Heat. It's a hell of a night, Friday night.
That is a great night.
Demented Argo, then Reverend Horton Heat. It's my kind of gig. Track called Human Slug. Tony, what is Demented Argo's website?
DementedArgo.net?
No, rather bizarrely, DementedArgo.de. But I think their double bass player is German and maybe he looks after the website and that might explain why. I think it's called Grisha. Thing, anyway. The point is, it's probably the internet 3, Tony Nil. Turns out you're not much of a Psychobilly fan, Tony. That's what I'm saying there. You normally have an idea by now. I'm a little bit worried here, mate.
What's that?
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
Not massively, no.
Oh, no, that means it's not time for
Facebook.
Ha ha, don't think I wouldn't play it. Right, so obviously, we're pre-recording this show because you're away next week,
yes.
Or rather now, you're away now. This is going to it's going to get really confusing later. So we're pre-recording this show. So this show is going out after you're not here, but I will be here, so I'm still talking about real life.
Yes.
And you're just going to be, we don't know what you're doing, do we?
But I'm in the ether somewhere.
So anyway, if you just explain to everyone about Facebook and I'll just talk a bit more about Psychobilly meeting.
Yeah, so our Facebook page, if you're on there, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. We've got some birthday wishes coming up. Our birthday is late July, our 10th birthday, so maybe start thinking in your head what you could write on our Facebook page and then write it. Do get in touch with us. Next couple of weeks there won't be any, but do get them in for our show in July.
Oh, yeah, now, also, I've had an email about Air Out My Shorts' 10th anniversary as well.
Oh, okay.
Which I haven't opened yet. So I'll talk about that on next week's show, and hopefully we won't have missed anything that we should have done or prompted to do or whatever.
Right.
But we'll sort that out next week anyway.
Okay. Good plan.
Does that sound all right?
That sounds fine.
That sounds fine. Good. All right. So a little bit more psychobilly meeting information now. It takes place pretty much over a whole week. Officially, it starts on the Thursday night, but on the day before, the Wednesday night, they do have a show at a place called Magma Disco that's free entry, and that's where you pick your tickets up from and all that. They have four or five bands, and it's always themed, and all I've got this year is their bands from the north, and I don't know which north it is, but the last time I was there, it was a Russian night, and they've had all sorts of nights, but it's really, really good fun. But it just gets you in the right mess, because it means that, because everyone's there sort of the first day, everyone goes mental. And the first night, and then they're a mess by Thursday for the first proper show, which is take place in a different tent to the one you went to, and
okay.
And then it's just downhill from there. But I'm obviously going to take it easy, be a very sensible man here to reflect my advancing age.
Of course,
I'm expecting, you know, what could I say, perhaps a Virgin Mary to start the day. And maybe a couple of shandies, and even though I am going to stay up to watch the bands, I might have a disco nap, and
a little disco nap.
Know, I'll be taking things easy, basically.
Yeah.
You know, as you should.
I'm sure.
And you won't find out about how I've done until the week after how I've done it, will you? Oh no, you will. You'll find out how I've done straight up. This is very confusing. I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know what song this album's from. Which song this album is from. It's a band called Sharks, and now I got this on vinyl on an album called Hell's Bent on Rockin' in the late 80s. That's how old this track is, and it's brilliant, and I'm really glad the Sharks song, because I've never seen the Sharks live. The lead singer of the Sharks is, or kind of co-lead singer, is Steve Whitehouse out of Frenzy. And the Sharks were kind of, the Sharks and Frenzy and Torment were all messed up with each other, basically. The Sharks feature Alan Wilson as well, of, I think, Lone Star Records. And, oh, God, they're just brilliant, Tony. What is the Sharks website?
Thesharks.com?
No, the-sharks.co.uk. Probably be an internet for Tony Neil. Guess what, Tony?
What's that?
In an 1800s rail yard stood an old black rusty train. Well, it used to travel the country, but one day was never seen again. Ghost train, ghost train. Well, it used to travel the country, but one day was never seen again. Well, everyone wondered why it disappeared at that time. Busted, disappeared too, with no trace of a crime. Now the train has materialized, the crew stripped to the bone. And as the blackness rushes by, you'll hear the skull crew moan. Ghost train, ghost train. Well, it used to travel the country, but one day it was never seen again. Wow! Thank you.
always look ahead. Cause a ghost train driver's permanent grin will knock your senses dead. Don't make much difference anyway, he'll eventually run you down. And you become one of the skull crew and you'll haunt in a shaggy sack gown. Ghost train! Ghost train! We used to travel the country, but one day he's never seen again. Ghost train!
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ghost Train. I hope you appreciate the fact I let Steve Whitehouse himself introduce that track rather than me bothering.
Nice.
One of my favourite ever rockabilly stroke psychobilly songs ever and all that. Absolutely love it. Did you do anything last week?
We finally booked a holiday. And then
I
we went.
Tell you about it.
Yep, so I can't remember, it was midweek, I think it was about Thursday we finally booked a place to stay in Lucca, which is near Florence, kind of Italy, south of Florence, I believe.
Right.
Near the coast. So we...
It would be a lovely journey by plane. Yeah.
A nice and quick journey by plane. However,
so how are you planning to do it?
Well, I'm planning to take 3 days to drive there.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah. So we left Sunday morning. We had a lovely day. The weather was great. And when we drove to Germany, and then we, on the second day...
Hang on, I was asking you about last week.
Oh, this is last week. This is in the future, in the past.
No, it's not.
No?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, shut up, Paul. So anyway, how's the holiday going?
Yes, it's going fine, yes.
No, I'm asking you about last week. Oh yeah, so yeah, you've got yeah, you're there.
Yeah, and then
you keep all this in. This is broadcasting gold dust.
10 years.
You're on holiday. That's the point.
I'm on holiday today. I am now in Italy, sat down drinking whilst I talk to you.
Right,
well, not talking to you, but I will be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And I hope that's cleared everything up. If you're listening to this show for the first time, you think I think I've got the wrong show. I think I might have got the wrong show. Good, because last week I should have gone to Rhythms of the World, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. Why not?
Yeah, I'm a bit skint, Tone.
Oh, okay.
A bit skint. And because I'm going to Psychobilly meeting next week.
Yep.
Yeah, now I'm getting really confused. Because I'm going to the Psychobilly meeting next week from when you're hearing this show, even though I'm doing it last week and it's a fortnight ahead, but it's not. It's only a week ahead. I thought, you know what? I thought I'd be sensible and save my penny.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Tell you, man. I'm maturing like a good wine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you get any more high-pitched? I'm not sure. I'm not sure that dog's tuning into this show. I've got everything yet. So, yeah, anyway. One of the great things about the Psychobilly meeting, Tony.
Yes.
Which I'm going to next week.
Okay.
Is that they've started in recent years messing things up a bit. And they'll have one band on that's not straightforward Psychobilly. They'll have one band on that's different. Last year they had The Monsters, who are Reverend Beatman's band, of course.
Okay.
And
yeah.
This year, they've got the Toy Dolls.
Oh, nice.
I know. So, and I've never seen Toy Dolls live. Really, really looking forward to it. Now, I have been a little bit creative with my Toy Dolls choice here, though.
Right.
In that, what I'm going to do, because most of the other songs this week are from the vaults, and this is the point in the show when I normally play something from the vaults, I'm actually going to play something we've never played before, and it's live. It's from a Toy Dolls album called Treasured Tracks that came out a few years ago on Secret Records, and Secret Records sent it to me and said, you can go ahead and play this, it's all live, it's all fine, you've got... They're happy with it, it went great. So I've just had a listen through it this afternoon and picked a track again that I'm not really that familiar with. So I'm actually, not only is this not from the vaults, this, as far as I'm concerned, this is a brand spanking new track. It's not if you're a massive Toy Dolls fan. I'm a big Toy Dolls fan. I don't know everything by them. What I'm getting around to is, Tony, what's the Toy Dolls website?
TheToyDolls.com.
It is. Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 4, and the Toy Dolls are touring all of this year. The lead singer, Olga, has brought out an Olga acoustic album. Why do all bands do acoustic? Why do
I don't know.
Do an acoustic album.
It always seems like it should be a good idea, but it's really not.
It'll be a great idea with him doing it, though, because it'll be fantastic. And as you know, he's nearly as good a guitar player as you are.
Nearly.
What? He is one of the best guitar players ever, and obviously you're top five. You're absolutely top five. I'm going best guitar players ever for me. Hendrix is on the list, but I'm going Brian Setzer first. He's my favourite guitar player. Brian Setzer of the Stray Cats, favourite guitar player. Then I'm going to go Mark Harmon out of Restless and Space Cadets, who I absolutely love his guitar playing. I think he's absolutely brilliant. Then I'm going Captain Sensible out of the Damned. Absolutely amazing guitar player, absolutely love him. Then I'm going you, fourth.
Thank you very much.
Right. Then Olga from Toy Dolls, fifth. So actually, I'm sorry, Jimi Hendrix, but you don't make top five.
It's six.
If he spent a bit more time using the pick and a bit less time using his tongue, I might have taken him seriously. Oi, Hendrix. No. So, anyway, I've had enough of Magaluf. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Toy Dolls. I've had enough of Magaluf. And you know where Magaluf is, don't you?
Spain, isn't it?
Spain, exactly. And that's where I'll be the week after next. See, it all, you know, Tony, I do put more thought into this show than people realise.
Yes.
People think I just shit it. But I don't. There's a lot of work goes in. A lot of thoughts, Tony.
Okay.
Thought goes into this show. Anyway, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Future Style.
Yes, it's another week at 12 Bar Club.
Is that the 12 Bar Club?
The 12 Bar Club.
Very good. The 12 Bar Club.
Yeah.
There's nothing on Thursday or Sunday this week.
Oh, is it nutty?
Is it what?
You got nothing on, is it nutty?
It's nutty.
12 Bar Club nutty.
It's naked. I'm going to do Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Debate which edition. Right, so if you can so make I'm it in time.
This week.
Yeah. So more or less Wednesday when we're releasing this show. BSTV episode 11. Dark Summer Admission. It all sounds a bit strange on a Wednesday night. This is why we don't feature Wednesdays. But there's something on, and it does cost something. So how much do you think that is on
there's
Wednesday
something
evening?
On it. It does cost something.
Yeah.
And we don't know we do Wednesdays. This is starting to mess with my mind.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Fiver.
£3.
What a bargain.
Yeah. Friday night. Back to normal. Some Weird Sin. Atomic Suplex. Sly Persuaders. Vertices. And a DJ. Doors 8 p.m. How much think that is on the door?
We played Atomic Suplex on the show a couple times recently. Their new album is absolutely fantastic. They rock out massively. They do not muck about. There's noise rock and roll. It's noise and roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Very nice. Branded Atomic Suplex Noise and Roll. If you're around, get to that gig, it'll be amazing. £6?
It is, £6 on the door.
Good.
You can get advance tickets for £5 apparently. Saturday night, The Struggle, Jeffrey Oycott, The East End Beddoes, The Angry Agenda, and Explosive Head. It's a London calling night. It is a London calling night. Nice.
I love the name Jeffrey Oycott.
Jeffrey Oycott's great.
Inspirational. That will be a proper full on punk rock night, and I'm calling it £6.
£8 on the door.
Goodness me. Have they had a price increase?
Jeffrey Oycott is clearly getting a bit above himself, asking for a bit more money.
Yeah, but you know what?
Bless him though.
Yeah. I bet you any money they're not on first.
No.
And they should be, because he'd always open the batting. And Jeffrey Oycott should open the atting, and then he'd be fine with it.
That's right.
He'd always go on first and just stay on all night and bore everyone. I'm not suggesting they're boring. I'm saying that would be really funny if Jeffrey Oycott went on first and spent the first half an hour just playing four defensives. Some people are more into cricket than others. By the way, last week, greatest one-day international ever. England spanked New Zealand after New Zealand got a massive total, and it was brilliant. I wish I'd been there. It was at Trent Bridge, and my mate Eddie was there. And I only caught an hour of it, actually hearing it, and then I'd watch it by text on my phone, and then my dad watched it all, and everyone thought it was brilliant, and I only saw all of it. But it was all right, because I then watched England beat Colombia at football.
Nice.
Ladies.
Oh, ladies.
They're not ladies' night.
No?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, because you don't call the England men's team, you don't call it England gentlemen, do you?
No.
It's the last thing, sort of.
No, but wasn't there a World Cup qualifier, the men's World Cup, recently? I can't remember. I said it's a differentiate between the two.
All right, anyway, let's not talk about sport, we're getting confused.
Exactly.
So hang on, so that's 3-6-8.
3-6-8, it is.
It's a distance down from the base. They'll probably be driven by a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't know, he lived there. And that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Future star.
Future.
This is turning a bit of a mess, this show, isn't it? next track this week is, again, it is one from the vaults. We have played this before. It's a band called the Caravans, who are playing on the Sunday at the Psychobilly meeting. And, do you know what? I've done something again here. Brilliant. They're playing on the Sunday at Psychobilly meeting. Toy Dolls were on the Saturday night. They're playing Sunday. And this track, I absolutely love this track. And it came through. The Caravans changed how they were. They were a kind of fairly, not conventional rockabilly band, but they were quite nice rockabilly band, and then went all psychobilly to the point. And the last time I saw them live, someone shouted out for one of their songs from the old days, and Lee Singer said, "We don't play that shit anymore."
Wow.
Anyway, this came actually via another band. It came via a drunkabilly, the Cenobites EP, Blue Fandango, which featured a free drunkabilly label sampler, and the track was on that, so it's all fairly confusing. So I don't know which album this is from, is what I'm getting round to. But do check out Drunkabilly. They've got loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of good releases on them, including the Caravans and this track. What is the Caravans Facebook page?
facebook.com forward slash The Caravans Band.
No, really bizarre. facebook.com/action or slander.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. But anyway, action or slander. facebook.com/action or slander. But if you type in The Caravans to Facebook, you will find them. This is cracking, this song. This is Psychobilly Pop Star. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Quite a lot of rock and roll going on in the background, as well as the rockabilly and psychobilly coming up front this week's show. I like it.
Excellent.
Right, so what else are you doing this week then?
So we've just got here. So for next week, we'll probably, I know I say a lot, but we probably will be doing nothing. We're probably going to see what's around this area. Owen just got here, so I'm not sure yet. Probably some wine regions. I imagine a lot of wine drinking, a lot of sunbathing, a lot of reading, and a bit of exploring. There's a beach nearby. Just that kind of stuff, really. Just
a beach.
Yeah.
Near Florence.
Near Lucca. Because we're slightly close to the coast. Because we're not in Florence. Right. We're in Lucca.
Sorry, I should have listened more closely before. Right, my apologies. But not really registering that you weren't in Florence, you were in Lucca.
That's
right. Right. Well, I hope you haven't. I hope you're having a nice, relaxed, Tony.
Very much.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Well, I've got a gig on Friday night in a place down the road from me called Barton Le Clay, which I'm very much looking forward to. I'm going to be the MC that night. No more information than that. And I've got the Saturday off, and then on Sunday, I'm doing the roving comedy night at as part of the Tringe Festival in Tring. And I did it last year, and you do four gigs in one night. You go to four different pubs. There are four different acts going round, each doing 10 minutes in each pub, and each act, like me, is supported by brand new acts that have just done a stand-up comedy course. So you get three acts doing 5 minutes each, then you do 10, and then you bang on to the next place. It was great fun last year. Nice. This year, it's me, Richard Herring, Silky, and Gavin Webster. I'm going to include myself in this. It's a really good lineup. And me. So I'm looking forward to that. And then after that, I'll be getting ready to go to the cycling meeting. But I'll tell you about that next week.
When do you leave? Is it Monday, Tuesday?
No, next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, or Wednesday, whenever it is. Wednesday after that. Oh, I'm lost now.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday. Time travel. Am I?
No, we've not perfected it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be Doctor Who. I'd be Doctor A.
What?
Yeah. There'd be a question mark on the end of it, certainly.
Yeah.
I'm going with my mate Steve's cycling meeting, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll maybe mention that on next week's show.
All right, yeah.
I'll mention a bit more about Steve on next week's show, which, strangely enough, we'll be making about an hour's time. I'm getting really armed to do my editing. Right, two songs in a row now.
Okay.
And you've just heard a band that are playing on the Sunday night at the cycling meeting. Now, for a band that are also playing on the Sunday night, they're headlining it, no less than The Quakes. And The Quakes, again, I got their first album in about 87, 88 or something. And I actually interviewed Paul Roman, the lead singer of The Quakes, at one of the first psychobilly meetings that I went to. And he sent us two CDs. So I don't know whether we played this track before. We might have done. But anyway, it's from their album Psyops, which came out. That's weird for me because this album came out 10 years ago. I think it was 2005, 2006. 2005. So this album's 10 years old.
Wow.
I know, it's just, time has really flown making Punky Radio, Tony.
It has.
Anyway, there's some great songs on him. Two of my favourites are the second track, Asshole in the Express Lane, and a track called Tearing Up My World, both of which they did live the last time I saw them. They've got a new release out now. Looking forward to seeing them. You will hear the Coffin Nails after this. First up, I want to know, Tony, what is The Quakes' website?
TheQuakesBand.com.
TheQuakes.com. Paul,
really?
Six, okay. Tony one. Nothing to say.
Bye.
Scummy Twat.
Here I am, all alone. Picture it. A moonlit sun. Moon. Well, that sort of thing. You had little bats. Look, there goes an owl. Twit, twoo. My, I'm feeling very scared. I wonder if Mummy knows I'm out. Gosh, here we go.
Nuts out of the grave, that's when we start to well. Smash out of our coffins, looking for nails. Coffin nails, hold us down. Coffin nails on the ground. Coffin nails, go now. Coffin nails, we'll shout. As the lights go down, here on torture grass. You can see us running, nailing at your eyes. Coffin nails, hold us down. Coffin nails on the ground. Coffin nails, go now. Coffin nails, we'll shout.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And hello to Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a long time.
No, we haven't. And Jeff, if you are listening, I hope you're having a good time, whatever you're doing right now. That was a band called Coffin Nails, Tony, who I mentioned my mate Steve. He's a big fan of theirs, and he likes the bands that they're associated with as well. There's one of the guys in Coffin Nails is also in a band called Rocker Covers with the guitarist from Frenzy, and they do really interesting rockabilly and psychobilly covers of well-known songs, and also a band called Far Q that you might remember we played at Christmas, who did far and away the best 12 Days of Christmas I've ever heard. And that was a very early Coffin Nails track that, again, I got from a compilation album that I bought years ago, which I have around somewhere, which is, well, the album was called Psychomania Volume 2, but I don't think it's available now. It came out on Dojo Records, but it's come out in other forms, if you like. Most of the tracks on here have appeared on other albums. I don't know whether you can still get it. I mean, you'll get it secondhand on eBay. It's a brilliant album, really, really good, Psychomania Volume 2. And that was a track called Coffin Nails by Coffin Nails. What is Coffin Nails' website?
CoffinNailsBand.com.
No, it's Coffin Dash or Coffin-Nails.com. Yeah. Paulie Bean's Net 7, Tony 1.
I might be good with my psychobilly.
No, but there's only one way you can make up for this.
What's that?
By having a twat.
Oh dear. I'm here to disappoint.
What, have you not got one?
I haven't got a twat.
You're dead to me.
I know.
So what should you do then?
Well, firstly, please do email me a twat. I do need them. It would be nice to have a little bit of a slew of twats, a twat train for the 10th anniversary, if you could. Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where are they from, and a reason. It's that simple. We want the twats. Consider it an early birthday present for us. Send them through to me. Thank you very much.
It's a long time since we've only backed up twats, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. One of the heady days when I used to have a clutch of twats.
Yeah.
I was a pick of them.
Well, at one point we couldn't move for Uncle Randy's, could we?
Exactly.
You know, I've never used that sentence before. Yeah. I can't move for Uncle Randy's. That actually be quite a nice phrase, and quite a nice phrase of the week.
I can't move for Uncle Randy's.
I can't move for Uncle Randy's. Because people wouldn't know that you were being offensive.
True.
Ah, yeah. That's what it's all about. So there you go, we've got a phrase of the week. I can't move for Uncle Randy. So next time you're in a crowd of nutters or people, you're surrounded by people you don't like, feel free to shout out, I'm surrounded by Uncle Randy's.
Nice.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to mention Cafe Press?
I can do. Yeah, there's a couple of things I want to mention. One, yeah, Cafe Press, again, has an early birthday present to you. Why don't you buy yourself something? We don't massively gain from it, so feel free to just buy yourself with impunity. Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio. It is linked to my website. If you go to punkyradio.com, there's a link at the top. You can buy anything. Well, not anything. You can't buy nuclear missiles, but you can buy one of anything.
They have Punky Radio on them.
They would. It would probably say always looking.
Always looking, nuclear missiles. Perhaps that could be a sideline Cafe Press could get into.
I've worn landmines, I guess, wouldn't it? But yes, do go there and have a look. Black t-shirts, white t-shirts. There's even a bear. Do check it out. Yeah, there is. And a clock. It's a great clock.
I love the clock.
Do check it out. We can have one of anything on there. If you want slightly different design or something, do let us know and we can see if we can help upload it. But we can only have one of something at a time on the site. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com, if you want to have anything different. See if we can do it.
And also, send your tweets to tony@punkyradio.com. He appreciates them. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
Mad Sin from an album called Dead Moon's Calling, which again is about 10 years old. It is 10 years old. Not quite. It came out in October 2005. And I had the good fortune, as did my mate Steve as well, to get to know Kofta, the lead singer, a bit. And they're a cracking bunch of blokes, Mad Sin. Really, really good. We have played this track before. Do you know what? We even played this track on Punk and Disorderly on Pants Filled One O'Clock.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So this track has been played more than once by us. The album was by People Like You Records. I strongly recommend that you get hold of some Mad Sin stuff. They've got kind of best of collections out as well that are just worth getting. And they also, Kofta has got his side project, the KDV Deviators, who are brilliant as well. Anyway, we're going to play the song right now. Just before we do, what is Mad Sin's website?
Madsin.de.
It is, Tony. Well done.
Wow.
Madsin.de. Madsin, oh, indeed, German. It's Tony 2, Paulie B on the Internet 7, and this is Plastic Monsters.
Monsters wanna leave me, monsters wanna cheat me, monsters everywhere.
Well, that's about it for this week's show. Have you enjoyed yourself, Tone?
Always.
I'm sorry if it's been a little bit all over the place, but frankly, I am when we do shows like this, because I need to be linear, Tony.
Yes.
I need to be linear. And this just confuses me, and I end up being Dr. A and not knowing where I am or what's going on. Maybe we should get some younger presenters for this show. Perhaps that's it. Perhaps I should be... Oh, look, I'm now ringing me again.
Oh, blimey.
And now I've stopped again. So, do you know, even Skype can't handle this this week. Oh, there it goes again. I'm just going to wrap this up. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you soon. We'll talk next week and hopefully things make a bit more sense. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A pooga poo.
Bunch of guns.